Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazan, world famous astrologer for Monday, April 21st. And I hope you had a wonderful Easter weekend. Part of my weekend was, of course, writing about May's planets. And ironically, in the month of May, we have four planets coming out of their retrograde cycle, bringing you new experiences, meaning you're going to finish up and end a cycle of experiences that you're probably enduring right now, and you're going to start a new cycle of experiences. So that's definitely something to look forward to, especially as we are coming into this new era, and Saturn will be the next planet to enter the sign of Aries. A new era, new beginnings, new life to your life. So looking at that, I did write a little bit about is something that is in the skies right now. The planet Uranus is connected to the fixed star Algol. He's known as the demon star. Actually, Medusa, the head of Medusa, who stare, if you look at her and she makes eye contact, supposedly you turn into stone. Okay, so also that the planets Venus and Saturn are getting very close together, as they have before, along with the lunar north node. And so this is also in the last signs of the zodiac, in the last degrees of the zodiac, talking about relationship issues, and also with Uranus and Algol talking about money issues. So money, love, Venus, marriage, relationships, getting along with people, and also where you feel comfortable, because the sign of Taurus, where Uranus is and where the sun just entered, by the way, is also where you feel comfortable, where you feel, where your self-esteem can grow, and also where you don't feel comfortable. So this kind of Uranus-Algol connection can make you feel uncomfortable. Also, we have Chiron and Eris in the sign of Aries with Neptune and Mercury in those first degrees of Aries. So we could see here that change is starting. Maybe you have a desire to make all things look new, or go to new places, or to venture out of your comfort zone and try new things. But still, the pressure is on here to finish up, you know, what already has gotten underway. And that's because we know that Saturn's going to be the next planet to enter Aries, and Uranus will enter Gemini. This will happen from March 30th all the way through July 4th. So we have these new beginnings, this new era, but yet Uranus, in the position that he's in right now, along with some of the other planetary aspects, said, hurry up, finish what you have to do, get a jump on, you know, what's been staring you in the face, what's been bothering you, and don't give up. I like the aspect of Mars within an opposition to Pluto, and also, you know, the moon in Aquarius, along with the sun in Taurus. This is a lot of fixed, determined energy that when you try a little harder, really does produce results. So nothing great is ever done without these squares. Knowing that, just try a little bit harder maybe this week. This week may not be the greatest week, as you may be facing some stresses, but this fixed air says you could do anything if you just try. We need those squares. We need those squares to kind of push us ahead and get us rolling. Well, that's all for today. Have a wonderful Monday.